This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Will drought relief survive? Biden calls in Ag Committee leaders and aiming for COP28. Lifeline to small farmers faces key hurdle. GOP Assemblymember James Gallagher is proposing $100 million in relief for small businesses that support agriculture and have struggled after drought or flooding. It would add to $75 million the administration has yet to dole out. We don't often come asking for help, said Taylor Roshan, a lobbyist for the Rice Commission, during a recent hearing on AB 1044. California Farm Bureau's Chris Reardon described the bill as a lifeline for agriculture, as well as the rural hospitals, restaurants, and community centers that suffer alongside the industry. He added that areas under floodwater may not be able to plant for another 3 years. Now keep in mind, while the bill sailed through its first committee with unanimous support, faces a major gauntlet next week for fiscal bills. Appropriation committees from both houses will decide on hundreds of bills. The biannual event offers a convenient opportunity for Democratic leaders to quietly kill legislation. Newsom on board? Well, on Friday, the governor will release his revised budget proposal for the coming fiscal year. His projections for a deficit will likely be higher than originally projected, given independent estimates, meaning he could claw back more spending, such as the $75 million set to go out this summer. Or he could incorporate Gallagher's bill into the budget plan. The deficit will also weigh heavily on Governor Newsom's signing pen in September, when hundreds of bills began stacking up on his desk. Many of the veto statements he issued last year reasoned that the state must remain fiscally prudent amid an economic downturn. All eyes are on the White House for a Farm Bill meeting. President Joe Biden is putting a focus on the Farm Bill today. The White House has called a meeting for late this afternoon or evening with the four leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, the Michigan Democrat, stressed in an interview with AgriPulse that the discussion is likely to be fairly general in nature. Stabenow said, quote, "I'm sure it will be very positive. The president's very supportive of us getting a strong bipartisan farm bill." House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson also told AgriPulse he'll stress that the farm bill needs to address the needs of producers. He said the committee leaders aren't ready to discuss details of what should be in the bill. I take note, Thompson doesn't expect the president to raise the issue of the debt ceiling. If he does, he said, quote, "I'll make clear that it's not relevant to the farm bill." Thompson elaborates on Ag workforce plan. Thompson will give a special House Ag Committee task force 6 months to study the needs, ag workforce needs, with a view of developing a bill that would increase the availability of legal farm workers. Next week, Thompson will circulate information about the task force to see who wants to serve on it. Thompson says he's made Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, the Ohio Republican, aware of his plans. Any bill that would facilitate more foreign workers would ultimately have to go through Judiciary, which has many Republicans who are hardliners on immigration policy. The bottom line, Thompson says he wants a bill that the ag sector and most members of the House Ag can rally around. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Organic sales set record, but with a caveat. Sales of organic food topped $60 billion for the first time last year, but inflation was a factor in the increase over 2021. The Organic Trade Association's annual industry survey shows $67.6 billion in total sales of organic products in 2022. Organic food sales made up the vast majority of that at $61.7 billion. We're being honest here. Inflation is an impact on the organic sector, OTA CEO Tom Chapman told reporters. Organic generally follows trends that we're seeing in grocery and consumer sectors overall, where growth has come from pricing, but unit volume is down. Organic produce racked up $22 billion in sales to lead all categories and accounted for 15% of all U.S. fruit and vegetable sales. By the way, Purdue University's latest consumer survey asked about purchasing habits for organic food. About 30% of consumers said they often or always buy organic fruits and vegetables. The least purchased categories, pasta, rice, and cereal, bread, and canned goods. Ag leaders look ahead to COP28. Food systems and emission reduction practices dominated a fireside chat on the final day of the Aim for Climate Summit. The conversation looked ahead to deliverables from the December COP28 conference in the United Arab Emirates. Miriam Al-Hiri, the UAE Minister of Climate Change and Environment, promised that, quote, food systems and agriculture will be center stage of the event in Dubai. She noted the need to encourage young agri-technologists to create innovative solutions for the industry. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack received a round of applause when he said, quote, agriculture will get to that net zero future first, before any other industry in the United States. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I'm beyond calling it climate change. It's a crisis. That John Kerry, President Biden's envoy for climate at the Aim for Climate Summit. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 11th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.